Now, first, if someone told you they wanted to treat your cancer by injecting you with more cancer cells, you'd be right to be sceptical. But that's exactly what researchers at Harvard Medical School are doing, because they're exploiting a natural tendency of cancer cells to home back in on their parent cancer deposits, or to join up with sites of cancer spread, which are called metastases.
Khalid Shah has developed a way to genetically engineer harvested tumour cells to make them churn out therapeutic death signals so that when the cells are re-injected into the body, they seek out tumours and trigger nearby cancer cells to kill themselves. As a safeguard, the modified cancer cells also have an inbuilt kill switch so they can be terminated once their job is done.
One of the major hurdles for advanced stage cancer is that they're localized, but they also move from one organ to the other. And they also can move from the other organ back to the same place where they originated. And we can sort of repurpose the tumor cell homing properties for delivery of targeted therapeutics to the primary tumor cells.
So are you saying then, Khalid, that what you can do is take a cell from a tumour that wants to get back to its home tumour and do the equivalent of, say, brainwashing a terrorist and releasing that terrorist back onto the streets to lead you back to where he came from or she came from?
Yes, you're right. So we can actually tame a cancer cell. We actually re-engineered it to produce therapeutics and then kill the original tumour cell.
How on earth did you do that?
So we use two properties. So let's assume you have two cancer patients. One has a cancer resistant to a particular drug, and one has a cancer sensitive to a particular drug. So what we did is we took the tumor cell that is resistant to a particular drug and engineered it to release therapeutics that can kill the tumor that is sensitive to that drug. The second approach is that we took the patient's own cells, which are sensitive to a particular therapy, and we gene edited its surface receptors to make them resistant first, then engineered them with therapeutics and a kill switch. So with the therapeutic, we can kill the original cell, and with the kill switch, we can kill the re-engineered cell.
This is neat. So basically, you're using the natural homing behavior of cancer cells to get into tumors that have spawned cancer cells that are trying to spread around the body. When they go back into the tumor, they detonate an explosion that's going to kill the parent tumor. But you've also put a safeguard in there, which is that you can kill the cells you're putting back in because you've got this additional, as you're dubbing it, kill switch engineered in there.
Yes. So the beauty of the kill switch is also that it can be imaged by PET imaging, so we can actually track the re-engineered cell in the body.
How do you endow the cancer cell with the ability to kill the parent cancer, but itself not be killed by the toxic cargo it's carrying?
Cancer cells have these unique signatures on their surface that make them cancer cells, and one of them is the death receptors on the surface of the tumor cell. So what we did with gene editing technique is that we knocked out the receptors on the surface of the tumor cell, so it's not killed by the therapeutic it's producing.
And these cells that you infuse, can they access all areas? So can they both go to the parent tumor that spawned a person's disease and it spread? And could they potentially also therefore access the metastases where it spread to?
Yes. So we've tested this in mice, and we've shown that if you inject them into the primary tumor site, they can eradicate the primary tumor cells. And we've also injected them systemically in one of the arteries that leads to the brain, and we can show that they can track and can kill metastatic tumor cells in the brain as well.
It might worry some people, though, the prospect that you're injecting people with not just a genetically modified cell, but a genetically modified cancer cell. Are there no risks associated with doing this?
Absolutely. I don't think it will be taken without a grain of salt, because you're putting cancer cells back into the patient. So I think the first indication would be going into tumors which have an unmet need, that where we haven't done anything for the last two decades. One of the prominent tumors is the brain tumor, where the survival is between 12 to 18 months post-diagnosis. So yes, if we can assure people that we have the engineered tumor cells under control and we can kill them anytime, I think the first indication would be in the most unmet need tumours.
And is there no risk that the infused modified cells could go rogue and they'll undo the kill switch you've engineered into them, and then you've actually given that person an even worse prognosis?
No, because we use lentiviral vectors that integrate into the genome of the cell. So whatever we have engineered, the gene that we have engineered is incorporated into the genome of the cell. So there's very low chance of these cells getting rogue and leaving the gene out.
Wonderful example of fighting fire with fire. That was Khalid Shah there, and he's at Harvard, and the work came out in the journal Science Translational Medicine.